Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Aleph, the last line on Daf Tzadik Aleph Beis, in the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Aleph Menal Torahs, Ve'ilu She'in Lehem Chiluk Leilam Abba, Ha'im Ein Tchiyas HaMesim LaTeira, and our Gemara brought different Mekoris as to how we see a Raya and a Remez to Tchiyas HaMesim in the Teira. And since each plot in Parachelik is very long, we will focus on the Pashu Pshad of the Gemara, Ayin the Mashah, the Ben Yoyodo, the Ein Yaakov, as well as the Bagol Siyam, B'Yasabir. And if we have time at the end of each plot, we will try to mention some of the various is Pshatim, and our Gemara begins, Omle Kesar Gamliel, that the Caesar said to Gamliel, Amrisu de Shachvi Chai, that you say that those that died will live and there'll be Tchiyas HaMesim, Hahave Afra, Va'afra Mikachai, but when a person dies, the body decomposes and becomes dust, and how could it be that dust will turn into life? And we continue on Daf Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, Omle Bate, so the daughter of the Caesar said to Gamliel, Shafke Vanor Medanale, that you should leave this question, and I will respond to my father, and Omle, and she said to him, there are two potters in our city. One creates pottery from water, and one creates pottery from clay. Which one is a greater craftsman? And he responded to her, certainly the one that forms pottery out of water, and that has less mamushes. And so his daughter said to him, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu create a person from shichbe zera, which is similar to water, then certainly a person can be created from dirt and from clay. And as Rashi states, Shnei Yotzrim, Mashalu, Ilu Hayu, Shnei Yotzrim, Bireinu, Echad Yotzah, Kelim, Minamayim, etc. Amuloi, Imkena, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Minamayim, Hu, Mitzaya, Demitipas, Ruchu, Shikamayim, Hu, Moilid, so Min Ofer, Lekoshkin, Sheb Yodai, that certainly that's a possibility. And the Gemara continues, Dver, Bishmol, Tana, that in Yeshiva, Bishmol, they taught in a Braisa, Kalvachayim, Miklis, Chuchas, Amuloi, that a response to her father was from a Kalvachayim, from a glass Kali, as Maklis, Chuchas, Shal, Molim, Bruach, Bostavadan, Nishbru, the madach of glass keli, where the way you work it and you create a glass keli is by using your breath. And as Rashi states, and so I've heard from craftsmen. And even so, if it breaks, there's a way to fix the glass keli, as you could remelt the glass and you could recreate the glass item. And therefore, certainly a bus of adam, which was created from the ruach of Hashem, then certainly once it breaks and even after it dies, they can be created. And Ayin Rashi, Yeshlem Takana, Latichan Velachsa Velasman Keli, Vahodamin Bechagiga, Venechla Abdom Kaklich Suchas, Loishem Lem Takana, it doesn't mean that will be totally destroyed and it won't be able to fix. El Shem Sodden Lashaitan, Ve'im Eskaimin, that's very easy to break, but ultimately you could definitely fix it. The Gemara continues, Omle Humin al Rab Ami, this Min said to Rab Ami, Amrisu the Shachvi Chai, that you say that there is a possibility of Tchiyas HaMesim, and he asked the same question, Va'ava Afra, Afro Mikachai, and Amrloi, and Rab Ami respond to him, Emshel Chamoshel Ma'adavadema, the Melch Besavadam, Shamalavadav Luchu, Benuli Paltrin Gedalim, Bemakam Shemayim Va'afar, that this is similar to a Melch Besavadam that says to his servants, go and build to me a great palace in an area where there are no natural resources and they have to import water and dirt, Halchu Banuaisai, and then they went and built it by bringing in this material into the area, and Liyamim Naflu, and at a later point, this palace fell down, and Amalahem, that I want you to rebuild this palace in a place where there's already natural resources and there's already water and dirt. And he responded that we can't rebuild it. But at that point, he got angry at them. That if you built me this palace in a place when you didn't have natural resources and you had to import mayim and offer, so certainly now that you have water and dirt, certainly you should be able to build this for me, and you can't tell me that you can't build it. And Ayin Rashi, Achshav Sheish Mayim, Behochinami, Akash Baruchu, Yetzis Adam, Mitipa Ktana, Sheim Bamamish, the Kolshkin, Sheyachal of Raisim in the offer, and certainly at this point, that the body decomposed and is offer, so certainly at this point, Akash Baruchu could rebuild the person. And Rashi also says, Inami, Kola Ilam Kula, Yatsum Yatayu, that it could be, Rab Ami's response was, that if Akash Baruchu could build the whole world, Yesh Ma'ayin, then certainly at this point, where he has all the resources, then certainly it's possible to have Tchiyas HaMesim. Ayin in the Dikduke Seferim that he brings down that we shouldn't be goyos b'makom she'yesh afro mayim, and he explains that the Gemara points out that after this palace fell down, then you already had the natural resources from the palace itself, and they were able to rebuild the palace from those natural resources. And as he explains, u'purusha kishabonu tchila hutzuchu lahavi afro makom acher lahamshich sham amasa mayim makom rachoyk v'achshav rei nikol lachsav lomneisam ba'isu makom shekva yesham afro mayim. And our Gemara continues, there of Ami states v'mi atim amin, and if you still don't believe me that this this possibility of tchisim isim, say lebika v'ra achba shayim chetzer basa v'chetzer adama. So you go into this valley where there's this type of creature where today half of it is basa and half of it is part of the ground, and this was some sort of a creature that wasn't born from another animal, and instead it was created from the ground. And lemacha hishris v'nasa kuli basa, and tomorrow you will see that even the other half of its body will become 100% flesh. And ayin Rashi v'yimatav ma'amin shakash baruch hu yotzim in afa achba shakarin ashkol, that this is some sort of a squirrel, and v'yesh b'minon she'in evroyin al yidei tolda hayoyim maschil livroy v'lotzis min afa ulumacha mahala chishu nivro k'daminim b'shchutas chulim b'ha'arva reitev. And the Gemara continues v'shem ha'toymel is mamruba, as Rashi explains sh'oysa sheretz in nivro al alta el is mamruba shavua yishuayim, and it takes either a week or 2 weeks in order for it to be fully created and fully formed. And v'tehi sava she'in ha'kadosh baruch hu mechaya mesim l'fi shah, and therefore you'll think that it's impossible for ha'kadosh baruch hu to make tchias ha'mesim happen in one instant. And Rav Ami explained alei l'ha u'rei sh'ayim im b'yel ha'chalazin echad l'mocha yorda g'shamim v'nismali hu l'chalazinais. And if you go up to the mountaintop and you'll see that there is only one chalazin, which is some sort of a snake or some sort of a snail, and even so, once it rains the next day, the entire mountain will be filled with these chalazinais. And Rashi on the bottom of the right column starts chalazin, and he continues in the left column talas sheyetsim in a yom echad l'shivim shana v'tzayim v'dami tchiles l'chatchila in nir b'chol ha'ar el chalazin echad and l'macha shagsham yardim mismali kul chalazinais and v'nir l'mayri shebeitze chalazin mashritzim kulan al m'yesh b'yadi lichyes l'fi shah. And therefore we see there's a possibility of creating something even in a moment of time. And Rashi learns that this chalazin refers to that snail or that creature from which we make the dye for a tcheles. However, ayin di'ad rama, that he brings raiz that this can't refer to the chalazin, and therefore he says it's some sort of other creature, ayin sham. Gemara continues, amleya humina l'gviya ben pesisa, this min said to a person named Gviya ben pesisa, and ayin de magalos yam, who points out that he was echem min ha-mesherim, and certainly when he was younger, he was not a balmum, but then when he got much later, as Rashi points out, he became a hunchback, and that's why he was called Gviya, as the word gabay means a back. And this min said, that woe is to you, you rishoyim, that you claim that those that died could once again live, the chayim mesi, the mesi chayin, and if we know that those that are alive die, then certainly those that already died cannot once again live, and therefore he was kaifa b'tchias ha-mesim. Amulei and Gviya ben Pesisa respond to the min, that woe is to you, you rishoyim, that misun mesi lechayin, as you claim that those that died cannot once again live, and there is no tchias ha-mesim, but that is not true, as the loy havu chayi, as we know nowadays, that those that were never alive can come to life, and as we know, that a child that was never alive can become alive, and the havu chayi like koshkein, and certainly those that were once alive, certainly can once again become alive, and certainly there's a concept of tchias ha-mesim. And amalei, and it's been responded to Gviya ben Pesisa, chayva curiously, that you're calling me a rasha, but although I don't agree with you, and I don't believe in tchias ha-mesim, but ike imna, if you're right, and I do get up, and there is tchias ha-mesim, then I will kick you, and I will kick you so hard that I will straighten out your hunchback. And Amalei, so Gviya ben Pesisa responded to this min, that if you could do so, then you'll be considered an expert doctor, and people will pay you a lot of money in order to heal them. And the Gemara continues and brings a brisa. This brisa is also found in Megillas Tainis, where many days are brought down that are considered Yom Tovim, and you can't fast on those days, and on some of them, you can't say Hespedim. In Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the brisa, Be'esim v'abab b'Nisan, on the 24th day of Nisan, and some agurus, it was the 25th of Nisan, and some agurus, it was Chaf Hei Sivan, it's Natilu Dumusani Mihudim Yishlayim. And Rashi explains, Dumusani, Oirin Bali Chomesh, Shayreitz Lito, Chelup Yudim Yishlayim, that these were people that were trying to claim that Yehuda and Yerushalayim belonged to them, and they had these claims against these properties. Ayin the Aruch that explains Dumusanai, that refers to rulers, and at that time they ruled over Yehuda and Yerushalayim. And Kishabo b'nei Africa Lodunim Yisrael l'fnei Alexandrus Meitan, that at the time that these people from Africa, who the Mefarshim explain, were b'nei Gagashi, and therefore they were children of Canaan, they came to litigate with Klal Yisrael in front of Alexander the Great, and Amuloi Eretz Canaan Shalanuhi, and they said to Alexander that Eretz Canaan belongs to us. And as the Pasuk of Maaseh tells us, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'mata leim ki atem boyim al Eretz Canaan, zeis ha'aretz ha'shetipa lechem menach la'aretz Canaan l'gvuloseha. And therefore we see that Canaan used to be in this land, and therefore our forefathers own this land, and Klal Yisrael doesn't have a right to this land, and as they stated, Canaan avu in dahanu inshiravo. The Gemara tells us, because Amalu Gavir ben Pesisa l'chachamim. So Gavir ben Pesisa said to the chachamim, "Tnu li rishus ve'ilch ve'adonim man lefnei Alexander's mordan. That give me rishus, and I will go and litigate with them in front of Alexander the Great. Im netzchuni amru hedid shabanan tzachtam. And if they beat me and they vanquish me, then you'll be able to claim I was just a hedid, and therefore it's not a fair battle. V'maniyan netzachosam. And if I win over them, amru lehem tayers mishnan tzachtam. Then you could say that the tayer of Hakadosh Baruch Hu was the one that won, and therefore you have no claim against us." And Naslu Rishus v'halch v'donimam, so Chacham gave Rishus to Gvir ben Psisa, and he went to litigate with them. Amalahem mehechad after mevir raya, and he asked them, "Where are you bringing raya from?" Amuloi min atera, so he responded, "I'm bringing raya from the atera." Amalahen afani loy avi lachem raya ele min atera, and therefore I will also only bring raya from the atera. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Pashas Noach says, "Yoymen Noach said to Chacham, or Knan eved avodim yil leechav." Gvir ben Psisa continued, "Eved shekana nechassim, eved lemi unechassim lemi." That if an eved acquires nechassim, then the eved belongs to whom, and the nechassim belong to whom? Certainly, we know mashekana eved kana rabbi v'loy oid al shuri kamishanim shloy avdatunu. And it's also many years that you didn't serve us, and therefore you actually owe us money, and you actually owe us your servitude. The Gemara tells us, "Amulahem alexander's meitan hechziru loy tshuva." So Alexander meitan said to them, "You have to respond to Gvir ben Psisa." And amuloy, so they said to Alexander, "Tana lanu's man shloish yamim, give us 3 days to come up with an answer." Naslam's man, and he gave them this time, but kavloi matzushuva, and they went out and tried to investigate, and they didn't have a proper response. And miad baruchu v'nichu, so they say in kashen zruyais, v'kamein kashen utuyais, v'yisushana shviyas haisa, and immediately they ran away, and he left the sadeis while it was already planted, and the vineyards while it was already planted. That year was a Shemitah year, and this way Klai Yisrael was able to have enough produce for that year. And Ayin Rashi, Shabo b'nei Africa Lodun, of the Megillah's Tainis Chashavlu, Kol Yisrael Yomish, Nasu ben Nisim Yisrael, v'kavim yotiv, ulhachri kamahacha, be'esim v'abba ben Nisim, loyma, diyotiv hu v'asa behesbid m'shum neiseh. And as we know, that Megillah's Tainis was eventually batal. The Gemara continues with a similar story, and therefore we won't touch every word. The Gemara states, shuv pamachas, or some agurus pamachas, and some say that it was actually at the same exact time, and bo b'nei Mitzrayim, Lodun Yisrael, l'fnei Alexander's Meitan, that the people from Mitzrayim, they came to litigate with Klal Yisrael in the front of Alexander. That says in Pashas Boy that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the grace of the nation in the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and therefore they lent them all their kelim. And Rashi and Pashas Boy states that this lashon seems to be that they lent them bal kocham, and Rashi states ap mashalay yishelim hem hayneisim atraim echad tol shnayim v'lech. The Mitzrayim therefore had a taina to lano kasev zov shenataltim emenu, give us back our silver and gold that you took from us. And Amar Gvir ben Psisa l'chachamim tnu li rishus ve'ilch ve'edonim mam lefnei Alexandrus im natzchuni amru lahem hedin shabonin netzachtem ve'im ani anatzeach ha'isam amru lahem teres meishu rabinu netzachtem nasu lai rishus v'holch v'donim mam amru lahem hechen atam v'in raya amru loy minatera amru lahem afani loy avi lachem raya elu minatera shenem and as the pasuk in Pashas Boy states u'meisha b'nei Yisrael sheyashvu b'mitzrayim shloishim shana v'abba meir shana, that if you start counting from the bris b'nei Absarim, Klai Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 430 years, and therefore he had a counterclaim to Lulanu Shtar Veda Shal Shishim Ribui Shishibatim Mitzrayim Shloishim Shana V'Abba Meir Shana, that you have to pay the wages for 600,000 males that worked in Mitzrayim for 430 years. And Amalena Alexander's Meikdon Hechziru Lai Tshuva, that once again he said to them that you should respond. Amalai to Lulanu Zman Shloish Yomim Noslam Zman Bodkov Lai Matzah Tshuva Miyad Anichah Sedesein K'shein Zruyes V'Kamein K'shein Tuyes U'Baruchu V'Oysa Shana Shviyas Haysa. The Gemara now continues with a similar story. B'shul Pamachas Bo B'nei Yishmol B'nei Keturah Lodin Amisol Uflei Achzadrus Meikdon Armuloi Eretz Kanan Shalano V'shalachem. And the B'nei Yishmol and the B'nei Keturah had a taina that although it's true that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Avraham Avinu, why should Eretz Yisrael go to the children of Yitzchak if L'chiru it should be split evenly between Yitzchak and our families, the Chsiv, and as the Pasuk states at the end of Pashas Chayesara Be'elo Tadlis Yishmol Ben Avram V'chsiv, and at the beginning of Pashas Doldeis the Pasuk states Eilo Tadlis Yitzchak Ben Avram. Once again, Amalan Gvir ben Pesisa l'chachamim tnuli rishus ve'ilch ve'edon imam lefnei Alexander's meitan imi natzchuni amru hedi shabonu nitzachtem v'mani anatzeach isam amru lehem teis meish rabbeinu nitzachtem nasloi rishus halach v'don imam amalahen meichem atam v'in raya amru loy minatara amalahen afani loy avu raya ele minatara v'nem and as the pasuk states at the end of Pashas Chayesara v'yitin avram es kol shaloi li yitzchak u'bnei ha'plaksha mishal avram nosan avram matonais v'yishalchi me'al yitzchak b'noi b'yidenu chai kedmol Eretz Kedem. Therefore, Gvir ben Pesisa stated, Avshin nosan agitin lebono b'chayo v'shigu zeh me'al zeh klum yishlu zeh al zeh klum. If while her father is alive, he decides which part of his assets he was giving to one of his sons and which part of his assets he's giving to another son, certainly that has validity and certainly has a right to do so. Since while Avraham Avinu was alive, he did so and he sent each one away from each other, so certainly neither one has a claim against the other. And Ayin Masha, who asked the Luchir, how is it possible that Avram would go against the Halachis of Yerusha, Ayin Shom, but ultimately Gvia ben Pesisa had a good taina against Bnei Yishmael and Bnei Keturah. And the Gemara continues, my matanais, that the Pasuk tells us that Avram gave the Bnei Palakshe matanais, and Amar B'yamim Ba'aba, Melam Shem Muslim Shem Tumah, that this teaches us that he gave them the shame of Tumah, and as Rashi states, Kishuf U'maisa Shedim, and Ayin Rashi, Diba Mastal Gitim, Ksavim Shleyitel Echa B'chel Chaberei, K'moish Asa Avram Yishmael, Yoloi Lito B'mashin Nasin Liyitzchak, Klum Yesh Lizel, Zeh Klum, Ayin Shom. And as we know, Rashi and Chayesara states, Hapilakshim Chosiksiv Shleh Hoysa El Pelegesh Achas, He Hagar He Keturah, Noshim B'ksuva, Pelakshim B'lei Ksuba, Kinaminim B'Sanhedrin, B'Noshim U'Pelakshim D'David, as we saw on Daf Chafal from an Aleph. The Gemara continues, Omli Antoninus L'Rebbe, Antoninus, who was the Roman ruler, said to Rebbe, who was his friend, Gufin Neshama Yechon Lifta Atman Amadin, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to judge a person, then the Guf and the Neshama have an ability to patter themselves min adin. And he explains, Ketzad, Guf Oyma Neshama Chotasa, Shem Yem Shapir Shemimeni, Harini Mutal Ke'evin Doimim Bekava, that the Guf says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it must be that the Neshama is the one that did all the Averis, as since the point I no longer have a Neshama, I'm just sitting Doimim, I have no ability to do any Averis, and therefore it was all the Neshama's fault, and the Neshama Emeris, and the Neshama also states, Guf Chota, Shem Yem Shapir Shemimeni, Harini Perachas Ba'avir Ketzipa, that since the day that I departed from the Guf, I fly in the air like a bird, and I'm not doing any Averis. And the Gemara tells us, Amalei, so Rebbe responded to Antoninus, Emshel Chomash L'mah Davidema, L'melch Bas Vedam, Shahili Padis Na, V'hoyu Boi B'kuris Nois. This is similar to a Melch Bas Vedam that had a beautiful orchard, and there were early figs that were growing there that were very choshev. And we continue on Daf Tzadik Alam Beis, V'hoyu Boi Shnei Shoymim, and the Melch placed two guards there, Echad Chigar V'Echad Sumah, and one was lame and one was blind, and he told him to watch his pades, Amalei Chigal Sumah, B'kuris Nois, and he raised B'pades, so the Sumah couldn't see, but the lame person told the blind person that I see beautiful figs in this orchard, and he devised a plan, Bar V'Kaveni V'Neviyam La'achlam, come over here, place me on your shoulders, and I'll be able to grab the figs, and we will be able to share them, Rachav Chigal Gabi Sumah, V'Neviyam La'achlam, so the Chigal rode on top of the shoulders of the blind person, and he brought down the figs, and they ate them together, Liyam Ba'ba Pades, Amalehen, B'kuris Nois, Hechenhen, and many days later, the owner of the Pades, or the king, came to the Pades in order to check on his figs, and he asked him, where are my beautiful figs? So the lame person said to the king, do I really have feet I could walk with? And certainly I couldn't take them. And the Suma said that I don't have eyes and I can't see, and therefore certainly I wasn't able to see that you had any figs here. And the king understood exactly what happened, and Ma also, so what did the king do? We placed the person who was lame on top of the shoulders of the blind person, and he was able to judge him at that point. Rebbe continued, and at the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, he takes the neshama and throws it back into its guf, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, and the Gemara explains, that refers to neshama, and as Rashi at the top of the right column states, HaKadosh Baruch Hu summons both the neshama and the guf, and as the pasuk states, Ladin Amoy, in order to judge them. And the Gemara continues, Omli Antoninus L'Rebbe. Once again, Antoninus said to Rebbe, why is it that the sun rises on the east and sets in the west? And Omli, Rebbe responded to Antoninus, that if it would be exactly the opposite, you would ask me, why is it that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east? And therefore, it's not really a question, as certainly there has to be a way that sun rises and the sun sets. And Amalei, Antoninus responded to Rebbe, this is what I meant to ask, why is it that the sun sets in the west? And as Rashi explained, what should really occur is that the sun should rise in the east and also set in the east, as if this would occur, that would not ask, why is it set in the east? That this is the minhag ha'olam that when someone goes out of one door, then generally he would go back into the same door. And the Gemara continues, Amalei, so Rebbe responds to Antoninus, k'deglitin shalom l'kainai, that he do this in order for the moon to give shalom to its master and to its maker. Shenem and as the pasuk in Tehillim states, utzvar shemayim l'chol mishtachemim, that the hosts of shemayim, when they're going and setting towards the west, they're actually bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Shechinah is in the west and in the Ma'ariv, and Ayin Rashi, v'kivin shemagas ad Ma'ariv, ho'lchol mishtachem l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu shebara, v'lekach shekach, v'nechles es kufufu l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Amalei, Antoninus was not satisfied, and he asked Rebbe, v'teisi al palgad rikia, v'titl shomo v'teil, so if so, let the sun rise in the east, and it should go into the middle of the sky, and at that point, it should bow towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the west, and at that point, it should set right in the center of the sky, and why does it go towards the west? And Rebbe answered, Mishum Poilim u'mishum Ivri Drachim, that this would not work out very well for workers and for people that are traveling, as they won't have enough of a warning to know when it's going to get dark. It's right after when the sun is the strongest, it'll set, and that won't work out for people. And as Rashi states, V'teisei apalgad rikia, im l'kach miskavenes, lomoy leches b'techa mayriv, tovei adam tzoy shal rikia, v'tishka l'sham, u'mishum tishtacha v'klap b'mayriv, she'kein derech b'di adam, she'mishtacha v'b'rich l'fnei ha'melech, ve'in miskarev kolkach, and they don't get so close to the melech. And Rebbe answered, Mishum Poilim, di ilu kein, hoi machshach pisayim, shechacham v'emtsa rikia, me'ir b'yaisa, v'svum shadayin yeshayis b'yayim, v'hoi poilim shoyim b'mlachtan ad shechashecha, and v'hoi v'drachim nami, lo yoyodin mas yachshach l'vakish l'ham bayis lina, u'lekach shekas b'mayiv, shechach lechas v'mishtapelas v'hoi lechas v'kola ira, yoyodin shemagiyya shas chashecha. The Gemara continues, v'omlei Antoninus l'Rebbe, and once again, Antoninus asked Rebbe, neshamim imisai nitna ba'adam, when is the neshama placed in a person? And he asked, mishas pekida, imishas is it from the time of conception, or is it once the Vlad is 40 days old and the baby has started to form? And Rashi states, Mishas Yitzira, Shinikram Kuloi, Bibasa Vagidim Vatsamais, and Pekida is Mishah Shamalch Pekida Tipa, or Mevil of Neamakim, Matheleh, Kramin, and Perakoliad, Mesakazida, Miyad Nizuka by Nisham of Vichios. The Gemara tells us, Amalei, the Rebbe responded to Antoninus, Mishas Yitzira, that the Nisham is only placed in a person once the Vlad is at the stage of Yitzira, and Amalei, Antoninus responded, and how would it be possible that a piece of meat that was not preserved with salt that will be able to be outside for 3 days and will not start smelling, and therefore the same would be if a neshama is not placed in a person at the time of conception, then certainly it would not be able to survive until Shas Yitzira, El Mishas Pekida, and therefore Antoninus felt that the neshama must have been placed in a person at the time of Pekida and at the time of conception, and Amar Rebbe and Rebbe agreed to Antoninus, and he stated, Davizel Limdani Antoninus, or Mikro Misayoi Shenema, as the Pasuk in the Ear says, Upakudascha Sham Ruchai, that since the time of my conception, you guarded my Ruach, and the Neshama is already placed in a person at the time of conception. And the Gemara continues with a similar story of Amalei Antoninus Lerebi, and Antoninus asked Rebbe, Me'emasai Yitzahara Shaylub Adam, from what point is the Yitzahara Shaylub in a person? Mishas Yitzira, Mishas Yitzira, is it from the point of Yitzira? And as we previously stated, from the point that the Vlad is already 40 days old, or is it from a point that it's already noilad and it's already born? And Amalei and Rebbe respond to Antoninus, Mishas Yitzira, that the Yitzhara is already shaylul on a person from the time of Yitzira. And Amalei, Antoninus responded to Rebbe, that Amkein, that if that would be correct, then the Vlad would kick out the mother's womb and would try to get out. And therefore, Antoninus told Rebbe that it must be from the point that the child is delivered. And Amar Rebbe, and therefore Rebbe said, that I agree with Antoninus, and Dovazelim Dani Antoninus, Umikro Misayoi, Shenem, as the Pasuk in Bereishis states, Lepesachatas Roibates, that the Yitzhar is waiting for a person at the opening of the womb, at the point where the child is delivered. Ayin Magalos Yom, who points out in the previous story with Antoninus Rebbe, Antoninus Rebbe, Neshamim Eimisai Nitnub Adam, and now when he speaks about the Yitzhara, Antoninus asks Rebbe, Meimisai Yitzhara Shaylub Adam, Ayin Sham, and the Gemara continues, Reish Lokish Rami, Reish Lokish is the Stira between two Psukim, one in Yirmiyah and one in Yeshaya, as Tziv and the Pasuk in Yirmiyah states, Hinni mevi oisam eretz safoin, v'kibata miyakse eretz, bam iver upiseach, horav yoledes yachtav, kal gadol yeshuvahena, and we see there will be lame people and blind people, even Yemaisa Mashiach, and Tziv, and yet in this Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Pasuk states, az yudale ka'ayel piseach, v'sorin l'shoin ilayim, ki nivku ba'midba mayim, and ucholim ba'rava, and we see that the lame will jump, and mute people will be able to sing, and therefore we see that people will be healed l'maisa Mashiach, and Reish Lakish asks haketzad, and Reish Lakish explains I'm the mumun umisrapayin, and initially upon tchias emesim they will get up, but they will still have the old mumen, and only afterwards will an ace occur, and they will be healed. And as Rashi states, "Oim de mumen va'achki misrapayin," and the Gemara continues, "Ula Rami," that Ula is a sira from two psukim in Yeshaya, as Ksiv, as it states in the pasuk in Yeshaya, "Bila amavus lenetzach umach Hashem dumim al kapadim," and the pasuk tells us that the malach amavus will be swallowed up forever, as Rashi states, "La as lavoi ma'achas shechayin shuvein amesin," and after a person is revived by tchias amesim, there will no longer be any further death. Viksiv, and another pasuk in Yeshaya states, "Lo yir misham oyd oyliyam v'zokin ashelo yimali esyamav kiana ben meyashana yamos v'achoyti ben meyashana yikulal," as Rashi explains, "Kiana claim because sheyamos adam laasid umes ben meyashana yemum nahu mes," they will say that a young person died, "Kiana ben meyashana yamos alman mesin." We do see that even laasid lavai, eventually they will die. Ula explains, "Lekasha kam b'yisrael kam b'evdichavim," that although Yisrael will not die laasid lavai, but evdichavim will die, and they will die when they're very old. And the Gemara asks, "But if the chavim my bo hasam, what are goyim doing there, and why are goyim alive laasid lavai?" And the Gemara explains, "Harach sibu," this is referring to those goyim that the pasuk in Yeshaya tells us, "Undu zorim v'ro tzeichem ubnei necher ikarechem v'karmechem," that there will be goyim laasid lavai, and their tafkid will be to help Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, "Rav Chista Rami, Rav Chista asks the stira between two psukim in Yeshaya, as ksiv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, v'chafra alavano boisha hachama ki malach Hashem tzavakis b'hatzin of Yishlayim v'neged zekein of chavoid," and we see the light of the moon and the light of the sun will be embarrassed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'asad lavai. And uksiv and Yeshaya, the pasuk also states, v'ahia or alavano k'arachama v'arachama yiyah shivasayim k'ar shivasayamim yoyim chavash Hashem as sheva amoy u'machatz makhasa yirpa. This pasuk tells us that the light of the moon and the light of the sun will be much greater l'asad lavai, and the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun, and the light of the sun at that time will be 7 times as strong as the light of the sun was during Sheshis and Rebreshis and during the 7 days of creations. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch will heal all those people that were injured and will heal those wounded by his blow. And the term Shivasayim refers to 7 times 7 times 7, or 343 times as bright as the sun is nowadays. And Ayin Rashi v'chofar levono b'isha chama mashma she'i oyrom keya, as mashma that the light will be dim, v'ksiv v'hoysa or levono karachama. And Rav Chista explains, "Lekasha kanlin b'isha Mashiach kanlin l'ma ba," as Rashi explains, "Kanlin b'isha Mashiach k'shiyichla shibud v'hoysa or levono karachama," at that point the light will be much greater. However, la'asad lavai v'chofar levono v'b'isha chama m'rayv nagam shal tzadikim, as at that point the tzadikim's light will be so great that it will outshine all the light of the moon and the sun. And the Gemara continues that this explanation makes sense if we hold there are 3 separate zmanim: there's Olam Hazeh, there's Yemos HaMashiach, and then Olam Haba. However, Shmuel the Amah ain't Beit Olam Hazeh Yemos HaMashiach El Shivu Malchus Bilvad. But according to Shmuel, that holds there is no difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach physically, aside for Shivu Malchus, and therefore there really is only 2 zmanim: Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. But how will he explain these psukim? And the Gemara explains, Loikasha, that really both of the psukim refer to Olam Haba, and Kamba Machnas Tzadikim, Kamba Machnas Shchina. And when the pasuk states, that is referring to a Machnas Tzadikim, and certainly the light will still be considered very strong. However, when compared to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the pasuk states, V'chafra alavano b'isha chama ki malach Hashem tzavakais, and as Rashi states, Kamba Machnas Shchina v'chafra miziv Hashchina. Ayin Diyad Rimao points out, Kamba Machnas Tzadikim, Kamba Machnas Shchina, v'im tishal haligam ata b'machnas Shchina kenu, that l'chiru, what does this have to do with this man of Mashiach? If l'chiru, this would be in during our time as well, that in Machnas Shchina, at the light of Levana and of the sun, are considered nothing in comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explains, Haloi ba'kosel ametcha, al sheheh dover nigel l'ena ka lo'ilum haba. The Gemara now continues, Rav Rami, Rav asks the following stira, as Ksiv and Pashas Hazinu, the pasuk states, Ru'u ata ki ani ani hu v'ein elihim imadi, ani omis v'achaya, and as Rashi points out, mashma k'shem shani omis es ha'odom, then the same way that I make people die, kachani mechayehu, that is the same way that they will come alive, k'shemes balmum, oimid v'chay balmum, and if he died as a balmum, when tchias ha'mesim occurs, he will still be a balmum. And uksiv, and then the pasuk continues, machatzi v'ani erpa, that I will wound someone, and then I will heal them, and it's mashmur at the point of tchias ha'mesim, all people will be healed, and as Rashi states, shechshu mechayim rapes ha'machatz v'oimid sholim. And Rav explains, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, mashani memis ani mechaya, that at the point of tchias ha'mesim, the same way that a person died, he will come to life, and he will conclude all his movement. However, v'hodo mashmachatzi ani erpa, Gemara, and as Rish Lakish previously taught us, Oim de Bemuman umisrapoyin. The Gemara continues and brings a brisa. Tana Rabbanon ani amis v'achaya yachosh teimisa be'echad v'chayim be'echad. We would think that the pasuk is telling us that some people will die and others will live, and kederach sha'ilum noyig, and things will continue just like the world is nowadays. Tam loim mechatzi v'ani erpa ma mechitzer refuah be'echad. And just like when it tells us that someone will be healed that was previously wounded, that's referring to one person. Af misa v'chayim be'echad. Similarly, when the pasuk states ani amis v'achaya, it's also referring to one person, and the same person that I put to death will now have tchias hamesim and will now live. Mikan tshuva la'imim ein tchias hamesim la'tera. And this is another response to those that say that there's no makar for tchias hamesim in the Torah. And the Gemara continues, Tani will enter the brisa. Amar meir minayin tchias hamesim la'tera. That where do we find a remez to tchias hamesim la'tera? Shenem, as the pasuk states in pasuk b'shalach, oz yashir moishu v'nei yisol sashir ezeis la'shem, and shal le'nema el yashir mikalim tchias hamesim la'tera. That since the pasuk states that then Moshe Rabbeinu will sing, so it's mashman he will sing in the future, and really the pasuk should have stated that Moshe sang, and by the fact that it says Oz Yashir, so therefore we see that eventually Moshe Rabbeinu will sing once again, and we have Makar L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. The Gemara continues, Ki Yetzu B'Dava Ata Imer, that the pasuk in Yeshua states Oz Yivna Yeshua Mizbeach LaHashem Bono Loinema, it doesn't say that he built El Yivna, that he will build Mikal L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah, and once again there's Remez L'Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And the Gemara is El Me'ata, that there's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph B'negei Shleima Oz Yivne Shleima Bama L'Chmei Shikutz Mayev, that Shleima Melch will build a Bama to Chmei Shikutz Mayev. Hachinami Divna, do you think that it means that he will build a Bama in the future, and La'asid Lava Shleima Melch will build a Bama for Avodah Zarah? And certainly that can't be true. Elam Ma'ila V'kasek Yilubana, so Miasmin Oz Yivna, that was as if Shleima Melch built a Bama, even though Shleima Melch never built a Bama for Avodah Zarah. And therefore, by the fact that the Torah uses Lashin of Oz Yashem Moshe and Oz Yivna Yeshua, we can't either bring a raya from there that Tchias HaMesim is min HaTorah. The Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Shua Balevi, Minayin Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah, Shinema, as the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Ashri Yesh V'Vesecha, Oy Yalucha Sela, Helucha Leinema, and the Pasuk doesn't say that they have praised you, but instead it states Yalucha, that they will praise you, and it's Mashma that they'll praise you L'Asad Lavai, Mikan L'Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah, and once again there's a remez for Tchias HaMesim min HaTorah. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Shua Balevi, Kalaim Ashir, Ba'il Mazeh, anyone that says Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Oil Mazeh, Zeich Va'im Lo'il Ma'ba, he will once again be Zeich to sing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo'il Ma'ba, Shenem, and as the Pasuk until him stated, Asher Yeshve Ve'Secha, Oy Yalu Chesela, so once again in the future, he will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu another time. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'chir Ba'ab Amar B'ichron, Minayin L'tchir Sameis Min HaTorah, Shenem, and as the Pasuk in Yeshaya states, Chayil Tzafayich, Nasu Kol, Yachtav Yoranenu, Ki Ayin Ba'ayin Yiru, B'shuv Hashem Tzion, and the word Tzafayich is referring to those Nevi'im that are Tzayfah, and they're able to see things that others can't see. The pasuk tells us that they will lift up their voices together as one. They will sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rinu Loinema El Yoranenu, that the pasuk doesn't state that they sang, but instead the pasuk tells us that they will sing Mikal Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And once again we have remez for Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And the Gemara continues, V'Amar B'chir Ba'aba Amar B'ichron, Asidim Kol HaNevi'im Kulon Oim Shir B'Kol Echad, that all the Nevi'im in the future will sing together to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one voice and in unison. And Shenema, as the pasuk in Yeshaya states, Kol Tzafayach Nasu Kol Yachtav Yiranenu, and as Rashi states, Nasu Kol Yachtav Hainu Kol Echad, this refers to one voice and in unison. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Hudam Rav Kol Amenei Halacha Mipri Talmud Ki Ilu Goizli Menachas Avisav, that if someone holds back even one halacha from his Talmud and he doesn't teach the halacha to his Talmud, it's as if he stole from him his heritage, as every person in Klal Yisrael has a right to be taught Torah. Shenema, as the pasuk states in Pasuk Zayis HaBracha, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe Mirashi Kilas Yaakov Mirashi L'Chol Yisrael Misheshes Mei Breishis, and this is our heritage from the time of Sheshes Mei Breishis. And as Rashi points out, Dechsib Breishis Bara B'Shvil HaTorah She Reishis, and also Breishis Bara B'Shvil Yisrael Shenikru Reishis Tu Asam Shehasidan Lahamchil Bara L'Kimas HaShemayim, and because of Klal Yisrael and the Torah that they will accept, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shemayim V'Aretz. And the Gemara continues, Amar B'Chanan Babizna Amar B'Shimon Chasida Kol Menei Halacha Mipri Talmud Afilu Umim Shemei Imoy Mekalna Yisai, that even a fetus in its mother's womb will curse this person. Shenem, and as the Pasuk of Mishlei states, Meinei Bar Yikvu La'ayim U'Bracha L'Reish Mashper, and the Pasuk Pshat is that the nations will curse the one that holds back grain. However, the Gemara explains, Ve'im La'ayim Ela Ubrin, that the word La'ayim refers to nations, but it also refers to an Uber. Shenem, and as the Pasuk tells us in Pashas Toldos, that when Esav and Yaakov were trying to go out of Rivka's womb, and she went to the yeshiva of Shem Ve'Ever, and they told her, Lo'im Lo'im Yamat, that one nation will be stronger than another nation, and Lemaisa at that point, they were still in the Me'imai, and they were still Ubrin, and even so, the Pasuk calls them Lo'im, and therefore we see that the term Lo'im could refer to an Uber, Ve'in Kavoy El Klala, and the Lashon Kavoy refers to a Klala, and then, as the Pasuk in Pashas Balak states, that Bilam said, Ma'ekav Lo'kavah Kael, that how can I curse Klal Yisrael if Hashem didn't curse them, Ve'in Bar El Torah, and we know that the Lashon Bar refers to Torah, and then, as the Pasuk in Tilma states, Nashku Bar, Penya Enav, V'sev Duder, Kiyiva, Kimat Apoy, Ashri Kalchoisevai, and the word Bar refers to clarity and refers to the Torah that is pure. Therefore, we can now understand when the Pasuk states, Me'nei Bar, that if a Talmud Chacham holds back Torah from another person, then Yikvu La'im, that even a fetus will curse that person. And the Gemara continues, Ulu Bayishmal Imer, that if someone doesn't teach Torah to someone else, Minakvin Isaac Kichvara, then they'll pierce him like a sieve. As Ksiv Hacha, as in the Pasuk Yeshaya, it states, Me'nei Bar, that the one that holds back Torah, Yikvu La'im, and Ksiv Hasam and Malachim Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Vayikach Yoda Kain, Orin Echad, Vayikav Chor Bidaltai, Vayitin Eitza, Eitzel Mizbeach, Mimin, Bevoy Ish Beis Hashem, Vinosu Shama Kainim, Shemay Asaf, is Kalakasaf, Amu Beis Hashem. And the Pasuk tells us that Yoda Kain pierced a hole in a door, and therefore we see that the word Vayikav, or Lashi Yikavu, can mean to make a hole. Vamabaya, Ki Uchlo the Katsri, this refers to piercing someone, just like the piercings that are in the laundry's Kalim, and as Rashi explains, Uchlo the Katsri, Klishal Kaisen, Shumanukav, by using this tool, they sprinkle water onto begodim. And the Gemara now continues to dash in the end of the pasuk, as the pasuk of Mishlei states, "Uvrachal roish mashber." And therefore, the Gemara states, "Vim lumdu mascharai." And if he teaches someone Torah, then what will be his ra? And Amar Rav Mosheshes, "Zeichel brachas ki Yosef." Then he'll be zeichel to as many brachas as Yosef Hatzadik. Shenema brachal roish mashber. They'll receive a bracha like the head of the one that was providing for Klal Yisrael. They mashber el Yosef, and we know that the provider refers to Yosef. Shenemen, as the pasuk in Miket states, "VeYosef hu hashalad al aretz, hu hamashbil chol am aretz, vayevo achi Yosef eishtachavolei apayim arzo." L'maisa, up until this point, there really was no connection between this gemara and the previous gemara. However, the gemara ends off, "Am Rav Sheshes kol malam teira beilam hazeh." If someone teaches someone teira in this world, "Zoichu malam dal eilam haba," then he'll be able to teach teira in eilam haba. Shenemen umar vegam hu yira, as the prior pasuk in Mishlei in Perek Yudal states, "Nefesh bracha to dushan." And he who satiates someone and he gives them the water, then he himself will be satiated at a later point. Therefore, we see that if someone taught Torah and satiated a person in Torah in Eilam Hazeh, then Lo Eilam Haba, they will also be Zecha to teach Torah. And as Rashi states, Mishim Ravis Talmida Bidvar Locha Gam Hu Yoyu Lo Eilam Haba, Lishlachrina Umrava Lashon Mira, it's a Lashon of teaching and not necessarily a Lashon of satiating. Ayinim Agalos Yom points out when the Gemara stated, Asidim Kalanvim Kula Imim Shira Bekal Echa, although we stated on that Pitasim and Aleph that in Shnei Neviim Misnamim Besignu Echad Avos Shira Az Yashem Meishu V'nei Yisrael Sashir Az Eis Lashem, and he could even sing Shira Besignu Echad. When the Gemara stated Afilu Urbim Shemei Imay Mekalim Leisai, he brings from the Teres Chaim the Noktu Urbim Lhadgesh Afilu Elu Shein Tzrichim Teresai, that even those Urbim that don't actually require his Torah, and as the Gemara Misachs need to teach us the Malam Isam Sham Kala Terekula, and even so they will curse him. And the Magal Siyam also points out that when Antoninus previously stated that the Yetzer Hara is placed in a person, Mishas Yitzia, so he brings down Rashi in Pashas Noach that states, Ki Yetz Leva Adam Rabin Urav, Ub Rashi Minaren Ksiv, Mishinina Lotzis Mimei Imoi, Nosim Ba Yetzer Hara, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.